Yo, so it's 10:50 a.m. I didn't just wake up, I'll be honest with you. I got up, Jacqueline was like, we're at this hotel, it's a nice hotel. Jacqueline's like, I want to get some iced coffee and sit by the pool. So we do that. If you hear music, that's because like where I have like my, we're like facing the pool and they just play like this music. Really loud. It's kind of nice though. So we're sitting down there in one of these lounge things, you know, just like sipping our iced coffees, and then there's like this hippie-ish looking young woman walking by and kind of looking over at us and I'm like, what's up with her? In a way of like assessing us or something. There's something about it. Right? And then she comes over and she says, she passes us by, then comes back and says, hey, I'm about to get on a flight. Do you want my pot? How great is that? How many, I can't think of a better like stranger interaction you could want out of life than somebody offering you their pot. So she gave us, I said, yeah, I could use that actually. Cause I'm stressed out and I could use a little something. Tonight when I go to bed, maybe tomorrow before I get on the red eye to Philadelphia. And then the rest I'll give to a California friend, cause she gave me way too much. I don't know what to do with it. I'd like to take it home with me, but here it's legal. And in New York, illegal. Semi-illegal. It's basically legal, but not legal enough to take on the plane. She just wanted to just take it on the plane. So here we are. So that was cool. And now Jacqueline went off to some meeting, and I'm here recording this. Last night, I went to Flappers in Burbank, which is a fun club with a bad name. And then they know it's a bad name. They play a video in the beginning saying why the name is with every comedian, like famous comedians, not, you know, Bill Burr and Jerry Seinfeld and Jeff Garlin and fucking Gabriel Iglesias, just like a bunch of people making fun of the name. So they don't, me saying that isn't really shitting on the club, because they're, I guess it's part of the marketing. I don't know. I don't know marketing. I took a marketing class in college, but I even knew then. This isn't for me. That explains my comedy career. Then I went to the Satellite in Silver Lake, the John Early show, of course, big hipster room, hipster neighborhood, hipster show, and Pietro, the first time a listener has come, a listener of this podcast. I've had listeners of This Week in Jack and come up to me in places, but never a listener of this podcast, because a lot less people listen to this. Pietro was there, and great dude. I was glad to meet him, and happy he came out to the show and see me. I'm doing a thing on TV that I can't talk about yet. Now, until it's announced officially, like I'm gonna tape it, and then it's when the week it airs, they'll announce it, and then I'll tell you what it is. But I'm doing this thing that I can't talk about yet, and so I'm running the joke. I gotta just repeat the jokes a million fucking times, and so in a hipster room like that, and they like spontaneity. They like to feel like it's in the moment, and it's very difficult to do that. So, but I had to do this for me. It's not about them. It's about me. So I go out there and I do that, and it's like it's like whatever. It's like medium response. It's not every joke hits, and I wasn't expecting it to. I knew it was it was good for me to do it, but it wasn't. I could have gone out there and entertained that crowd, and then after that, I kind of had some fun. But it was a good time. I had fun, and I don't know if they got me 100%, but they got me a little bit, and it's all right. I know that I could have done it, and then I didn't. And actually, that was the bigger challenge, not give in to like what I want to do for fun and make those people in that room in that moment like me. And you know, I was like, I got to do this thing for myself that's bigger than this moment. Very difficult for me because I always just want to have fun. Not having fun is, well, you know, it's no fun. But it was good. It was great. And John Early is fucking the best. If you ever get an opportunity, it's not like John Early goes out on tour, but he'll do these. He should, because he does a great show. And this wasn't like his full show. It was like him hosting like people that he likes and some funny. There was some other comics on there. It was very funny. Jacqueline Novak killed. She's the best. I think she's better than me. It hurts to say that. I want to be better than her and then be humble and be like, well, you know, we're about equal. It's fucking annoying. But it's all right. It makes me want to work harder to be much better than her and then crush her. Not crush her, but have her have to be like, you're better than me. But like, I don't know. I don't know. You know, have some humility. I'm humble. I've been humbled too many times to not be humble. Is there any news? There must be some news. There was a shooting yesterday. I know that. Terrible at a school, and then at least the guy was locked out of the school. Terry Crews names alleged sexual assaulter. Oh, that dude's in trouble. Does the name in this article? I don't know. It's a William Morris Endeavor agent, one of the biggest agencies in the world. Ooh, well, that I think that guy's probably not going to be there anymore. Founder of Florida's biggest megachurch accused of molesting a 4-year-old. All the headlines are just sexual assault and molesting and. Well, Florida's biggest megachurch. Is that surprising anybody? Is anybody shocked that a megachurch founder is a piece of shit? Does anybody expect them to be like, oh, no, he's a good dude? No, it's really all about helping people for this megachurch guy. There's none of those guys are. I'm not saying the people, there's plenty of like great Christian people that want to help people and go and do that and charitable and wonderful people. Not the mega church founder guy. He, Salt Lake City jogger stabs man who groped her during morning run. Woo. Well, good for her. You know, exercise is hard enough. You got to carry a knife and stab people. There's a trying to grope you. I hate running. I'm going to go running after this. I'm going to go run up Runyon Canyon. If I thought someone was going to try to grope me, I would use that as an excuse to not go out. I wouldn't just say, let me carry a knife. Be like, fuck it, I'm not going to exercise. People say, "Hey, why are you looking a little chubby?" I'm going to get groped. Sorry. Well, dude, every headline, it's like pastor sex trafficking. Local pastor faces new charge involving sex trafficking of children. It's really depressing. Let's find what's a I'm looking for a fun. Whole Foods unveil further price cuts ahead of Thanksgiving. There you go. Go to Whole Foods. Get your get you can Amazon Prime your turkey, I guess. I don't think I'm ever going to host a Thanksgiving dinner in my life. That's my I think that's a goal. It's, you know what's great about Thanksgiving? Going to somebody else's house and eating their food and leaving. That's what I love about Thanksgiving. And that's why I always time my visits. Wherever I go, if I go to my parents' house, we go to Jacqueline's. Parents' house is different because it's not my house. Go to my parents' house, just like time it, get there. When's dinner? Okay, I'll get there maybe an hour before. Say hello, everybody. Let's eat dinner. Let's have some pie. And I am fucking out of there. But that's next week. Get out of town. I'm looking for Cards Against Humanity is buying a piece of U.S. border. So all that money that they got from people buying that game, which I'm not, I've played it a couple times at parties. I don't get the appeal. Can't we just hang out and bullshit? Do we really have to do this? Like, I thought we were gathering together to talk, and now we're playing a game. I thought that's the whole point of this party. So, hey, we all get together, and then some of us drink, some of us smoke some weed. Let's not get into the cocaine, because now it's that kind of party. Let's just have a nice, relaxing evening. And, we kind of break off into different groups, and we kind of mill around and we talk to people and then think of an excuse to leave. Don't have to get caught up in this game. People love game night. And then someone says, game night, says, sounds great, I'll come over. But really, I always tire the games pretty quickly. All right, I think that's good. Thanks again to Pietro for coming out last night. And thanks to everybody who's listening to this right now. I really appreciate it. I shit on this podcast pretty much every day because it's not good. But for some reason, some of you enjoy it. And it makes me very happy that there is some people that like it. And this probably won't get uploaded for a little bit, but because I have to go across the street to the Starbucks after I run. But we'll do it. It'll be up there. Well, it's up there now. You have it. I don't even know why I'm explaining this. That doesn't make any sense at all. All right. See you tomorrow. We love you.